Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 15th of September, recording at 6:46 p.m. British Standard Time. Well, today we have the first real evidence that rising oil price and the short-term overbought condition is checking momentum in stock markets. Now, we saw minor reactions in Asia. That's not really qualifying as much evidence in my view. But looking at what's happened here today in Europe and in the U.S., first the European markets were really reasonably firm here this morning, but the U.S. has weakened, and we've now got the Dow down, as I speak, down 72, down almost 7 on the S&P, and 19 on the NASDAQ. Now, these are not dynamics to make one quake, but nonetheless, it's... any weakness in markets that have been as persistently strong as we've seen recently does tend to, well, stand out a little bit here. So, as I say, that combination, rising oil price, concern over that, and the short-term overbought condition makes me feel that the September consolidation is probably starting mid-month. And I feel, though, that we've got now good cushion underneath current levels. So I think it's very unlikely that we will see any test of the August lows. Remember when I first started talking bullishly when I got back from holiday on the 31st of August and saying that it was important that those lows did hold? Well, to me, I think they'll certainly hold in the medium term. And therefore, I'm looking for a short-term consolidation occurring from these levels in all probability. And then I still think that the odds favor a move higher by global stock markets. And the one factor that would, well, the two factors that would make me feel differently. One, hopefully, is not going to be a factor at all, and that is some sort of horrendous exogenous shock, particularly in the U.S. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about another 9/11 type terror attack. Unfortunately, we can't completely rule that out, but hopefully, that's a very low risk. And the other factor, though, would be the oil price pushing up and through the up to and through the $50 level. I think that would certainly spook stock markets. But short of that, I'm looking for a consolidation in here, and then higher levels in the fourth quarter of the year. That's obviously October through December, and quite possibly carrying into the first quarter of the new year. That forecast will be easier to achieve if President Bush remains ahead in the polls. Okay, what else have we got going on here today? Well, looking at bond markets, the U.S. bonds, a little bit of profit taking in here today. You know, I'm waiting to short these, but they're only down 6/32 in here right now, so they firmed up a little bit, so there's certainly nothing to signal to me that I should be going in right now. And just looking at the JGBs here, I hadn't looked at those earlier in the day because those are the other ones when I want to short, but they're quite steady, so I just, on the basis of these charts, I cannot short these markets yet. I'm not going to do it, as I've said over and over, until I get a clear technical justification for selling short. I wouldn't be surprised to see it occur quite soon, but I'm not going to jump the gun, hopefully. Okay, in the currency markets, now we had that New York manufacturing data come out really quite strong, and that's firmed up the dollar, but we're very much in a tight trading range here. And for instance, euro dollar, that's down a cent at 121.51. Sterling's a bit softer in here against the greenback, 177.74. You know my view, neutral on these. I'd have no positions. I'm slightly biased towards the dollar on a medium-term basis. In other words, short-term, I'm expecting further ranging, but the chart that you could see yesterday that I posted, the U.S. dollar index, does look to me as if it's forming some sort of medium-term base formation, and it can go right on extending that pattern. So those who are usually involved in hedging activities don't need to worry overly at this stage, I would say, but you will at some point because, again, as I've said before, that every sideways trading range eventually leads to an explosive move up or down. Okay, in the metal markets, a little bit mixed in here, nothing dramatic going on. Silver is a little higher. I'd like to see that lower, but of course, the silver market doesn't care what I want. But up 7 here today, despite the dollar's rally, putting up December silver at 6:30. Copper down a little bit. Aluminium, to my chagrin, up a small bit. I've got a small short position there. And gold, pretty much unchanged. Oil, now it's come off in the last few minutes. That had pushed up to 45.30 and is currently showing at 44.15. Now, I've got a lot on oil on the website here today in terms of those charts, so I won't run through that all over again. But I did say that what we needed to see was a fail, except to say, repeat, we need to see a failed break above that $45 level. It was above the 45 when I was writing about it, and that's of some significance, that level, and that preferably a failed break above that level, in other words, a retreat from that level occurring with a downward dynamic, and that would be favorable for stock markets if it occurred. And we'll have more on all this tomorrow, so have an excellent evening.